station for Virginia. Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, November 1154. Address as a letter to Dr. Gunnell, G-U-N-N-E-L-L, 802-5029. Dear Dr. Gunnell, consultation for Mrs. Harris with progressive renal failure. Creatinine has risen from 0.8 few months back to presently 1.62. She's been exposed through the years to anti-inflammatory agents, ibuprofen, and recently meloxicam, 2-3 times a week for many, many years for a chronic back pain. She's been seeing orthopedic doctor Dr. Pinney, P as in Paul, I-N-N-E-Y. Anti-inflammatory agents discontinued within the last month or two. There has been 3 or 4 pounds weight loss in 2 months. Appetite is fair, although down. She does have symptoms of reflux without any vomiting dysphagia. She blames metformin causing diarrhea, probably 1 or 2 a week. Each day, 3 or 4 times bowel movements, runny liquids without any blood melanoma. The back pain without any radiation. Overall activities decrease. No chest pain palpitation syncope, denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, denies pure lay material hemoptysis, does not use any oxygen. Never been tested for a sleep apnea, no orthopnea PND, no skin rash or bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no headaches. Next paragraph, diagnosis of diabetes, past medical history, 10 years without any retinopathy, minimal neuropathy. Blood pressure is new, just the last 1 or 2 months, I started on diuretics. She's been told about heart murmur, but there is no history of coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, arrhythmia, no rheumatic fever, endocarditis, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, no kidney stones of gout, no pneumonia, no TAS or stroke or seizures. Next paragraph, surgeries, bilateral carpal tunnel, tonsils adenoids, DNC for miscarriage, C-section. Next paragraph, side effects to Ciclor, C-E-C-L-O-R. Next paragraph, present medication, Durantin, Glipizide, Metformin, Lipitor, Zoloft. Chlorthalidone is new. Prilosec has been taken for probably 20, 30 years on iron and Claritin of the anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, start smoking H18, 1 pack per day, presently 4-6 cigarettes a day, no alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, has 2 daughters, age 52 and 33, no history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, review system done being negative. Next paragraph, present weight 173, blood pressure 150-70 on the left, 150-68 on the right. Alert of intestine 3. Has bilateral cataracts, wears glasses, upper and lower dentures. Her tongue is coated with brownish material, no ulcers, throat is normal, normal speech, no expressive facial dysarthria, no facial asymmetry, lungs are clear, distant, probably early COPD, no pleural effusion consolidation, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap gallop, obesity of the abdomen. Difficult to precise any internal organs, but there is no tenderness or ascites. Pulses are palpable, but decrease on the dorsal pedis. There is no gross edema. No change of temperature of the toes, no gangrene. On the hands, minor palmar erythema. Minor proximal pallor of the fingernails and distal normal normal color, some dystrophy of the fingernails with depressions, no focal deficits. Next paragraph. Chemistry, as indicated above, a year ago, creatinine 0.79. 4 months ago, rising 1.17, 1.42, 1.59, and now 1.62. There is normal sodium potassium acid base. There is a normal calcium albumin phosphorus. Glucose is running high in the 200s. There has been anemia at 10.8 with a normal white blood cell platelets. MCB in the low side, 87. Recent iron saturation low at 18. Ferritin was not done. Liver function tests are normal. Urine shows no activity, negative for blood, trace of protein. No bacteria, 5 to 10 white blood cells. A1C has been running 8 to 9. Normal B12 folic acid. She has never had a colonoscopy, and prior testing, Cologuard was negative. Ten years ago, workup for a heart murmur echocardiogram was with normal ejection fraction. It was an echo density of void in shape on the mitral valve. For a transesophageal echo was done. They did not see this abnormality. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Subacute chronic renal failure. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. No evidence of valium overload. There are exposure to anti-inflammatory agents for many years. There is also exposure to PPIs for esophageal reflux, which can be associated to interstitial nephritis. Kidney ultrasound will be done to assess for obstruction, urinary retention. Given her smoking history, we will check for renal Doppler for renal artery stenosis, although there is no clinical history of any other vascular events. She already discontinued anti-inflammatory agents. Urine shows no activity for blood or protein to suggest glomerular nephritis vasculitis. There was, however, few white blood cells. There is anemia, probably out of proportion to the degree of kidney disease, with relative iron deficiency and relatively low MCB. Because of the renal failure, I'm going to check for monoclonal protein. There was normal albumin and calcium, although up to 10% of multiple myeloma presents only with kidney abnormalities. We will update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. I discussed with her the meaning of advanced renal failure. the rapid change the last few months, which is not typical for diabetic nephropathy or hypertension, the potential evolving into need for dialysis, which is done based on symptoms, the potential need for a renal biopsy, all questions answered, prolonged visit, end of dictation,